Longliners in Southeast and the Gulf of Alaska will see big cuts to their quotas this year under catch numbers approved by the International Pacific Halibut Commission this morning. Along with the commercial reductions, the commission is also recommending a limit on the size of halibut that charter boat clients can keep in Southeast. The annual meeting in Victoria, British Columbia was online. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein listened in and has this report.
The three Canadian and three U.S. members of the Halibut Commission unanimously approved the staff's area-by-area recommendations for a total coastwide catch of about 41 million pounds this year. That's down about 19% from last year. Some areas will see increases, but most will be cut. Southeast Alaska Area 2C is the hardest hit with a 2.33 million pound quota. That's down 47% from last year, and the reduction comes on the heels of another 60% worth of cuts over the previous 5 years. Commissioner Philip Lestenkoff of Alaska said it was a very tough decision for the U.S. members.
Because we know the economic hardships that a lower catch limit in Area 2C will cause. But on the other hand, we feel that Area 2C has been an area of concern, and taking less fish out this year in 2011 hopefully will make a big impact on turning Area 2C around for the future.
Southeast fishing industry representatives say the impacts will be substantial for skippers, deckhands, and their communities. Julianne Curry is a Southeast halibut quota shareholder and serves as director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association.
The numbers have gotten low enough to where the amount of people who are going to be pushed out of the business is going to be noticeable this year. I think people were struggling to make their quota share payments before this action happened, but it's really going to be compounded this year because people have lost well over half their quota. I think that's around the 70% range. So it's going to be tough on a lot of folks, and we're going to see a lot of changes in Southeast Alaska.
Scientists say there are more individual halibut out there. The problem is that they're growing way too slowly. So slowly, in fact, that according to IPHC staff, the exploitable biomass, the fish that are big enough to harvest, has declined by 50% coastwide over the past decade. The commission's action for Area 2C was not limited to the commercial fleet this year. It also unanimously recommended a new measure to further restrict catches by the sport charter fleet in Southeast Alaska. It imposes a 37-inch maximum size limit for halibut kept on board the region's charter boats. U.S. Commissioner Ralph Hoard emphasized that the commercial sector has taken major cuts over the past several years, while the charter fleet has exceeded its guideline harvest level, which is set by the U.S. North Pacific Fishery Management Council.
We have received reports from the commission staff and our advisors that without additional management measures, charter harvest in 2011 will yet again exceed the 2C GHL.
The new size limit for halibut on charter boats is in addition to a daily one-fish limit that the North Pacific Council imposed on Southeast charter clients in 2009. That's down from the normal two-fish limit for sport fishing. The North Pacific Council has put a new limited entry system in place as well that's expected to reduce the Southeast charter fleet substantially. However, an accompanying system of regulations to better control the charter harvest is not coming online at least until 2012. Charter operators contacted for this report were not immediately available for interview. In a minority statement earlier at this week's meeting, charter representatives to the IPHC Conference Board opposed more restrictions by the commission this year, saying that would cause serious financial hardship to individual operators and hurt local economies. All of the commission's recommendations require approval by the U.S. Commerce Secretary and Canada's Minister of Fisheries and Oceans. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.